mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed away? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah alone. We praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is a truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, none can show him guidance. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of our program, History of Hajj. In today's episode, inshallah, we're going to discuss something that we hear very often once the mention of Hajj or Umrah is brought up, which is miqat and mawaqit. Al mawaqit is plural and its singular is miqat. What is miqat? Miqat means an appointment. It could be an appointed place or even an appointed time. In the case of the prayer, Allah the Almighty said, "Inna salata kanat 'ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta." Verily, the prayer has been appointed for the believers, ordained upon them at fixed times, appointed times. Kitaban mawquta. So you don't pray whenever you want to pray. No. The five daily prayers have fixed and appointed times. That is miqat, the singular. Plural, mawaqit. So it applies both for the time and for the place. Let's begin with the place, mawaqit. It has been proven sound that the Prophet ﷺ said in the authentic narration that he appointed certain places and certain stations for anyone whoever is intending to perform Hajj or Umrah, traveling from anywhere in the world towards Mecca with the intention of performing Hajj and Umrah, that they should assume the intention of Ihram from these appointed places. And he said, as in the hadith which is collected by Al-Imam Bukhari and Muslim, هُنَّ لَهُنَّ وَلِمَنْ أَتَى عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِنَّ لِمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَجَّ أَوْ الْعُمْرَةِ فَمَنْ كَانَ دُونَهُنَّ فَمَهِلُّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ. Which means, these appointed places or mawaqit are the places where you should assume the intention of Ihram from. Whether you live there or you live far away and you're coming to Mecca in this direction, then while you pass by any of these appointed places, Mawaqit, you should assume the intention of Ihram from there. Then, in the last segment, he said, فَمَنْ كَانَ دُونَهُنَّ. But if somebody lives within any of these Mawaqit and Mecca, يعني past the miqat and before Mecca, then he can simply assume the intention of Ihram from his home. A very famous and common example to that is the people who live in Jeddah. You know, they simply can perform Ihram from Jeddah. They don't have to go further back to any other miqat because they are within any of these mawaqit. What are those mawaqit? There are five mawaqit or appointed places, as the Sunnah have explained clearly. The first miqat is a miqat for people who live in Al-Madinah, Al-Munawwara, or Taiba, the city of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or those who are visiting Al-Madinah or coming from this direction, then they intended to perform Hajj and Umrah. This miqat is known as Dhul Hulayfa. Al-Hulayfa is a minimization of the word halfa, which is the type of a wild tree, because it is very common, or it used to be very common in this place. So it was given the name the Valley of Dhul Hulayfa. Dhul Hulayfa is 6 miles away from the city of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the journey of performing Umrah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam intended to perform Umrah on the 6th year, then Umratul Qada, then when he intended to perform Hajj, he set out from Al-Madina, and then in line with the Al-Hulayfa, at the Al-Hulayfa place, he and his companions assumed the intention of Ihram, whether for Umrah or for Hajj. Dhul Hulayfa is the farthest miqat, or appointed station for Ihram from Mecca. It is 450 kilometers away from Mecca. The next station is Al-Juhfa. Al-Juhfa is a name of a place. There used to be a village there. And Al-Juhfa was 187 kilometers away from Mecca. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made one dua when he asked Allah to secure Al-Madina and to transfer its contagious disease from Medina to Al-Juhfa. He said, وَنْقِلْ حُمَّاهَا إِلَى الْجُحْفَ. Al-Juhfa is the appointed miqat, or place for assuming the intention of Ihram, for the people of Al-Sham, Egypt, and Morocco. And Al-Sham, brothers and sisters, encompasses Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria. So anyone who is coming from any of these countries, and Egypt and Morocco, to perform Umrah or Hajj, they should wait until they come to Al-Juhfa and assume the intention of Ihram from there. But in fact, this village had been ruined due to a very violent torrent, and it was completely removed. And it was a place with a miqat, which is a few kilometers before it, which is known as Rabir. Rabir is 204 kilometers away from Mecca. The third appointed miqat is Yalamlam. And Yalamlam is 54 kilometers away from Mecca, and it is in the direction of Yemen, to the south. And that's why it is the miqat of the Yemeni people, or people who are passing by Yemen. If they are coming to perform Umrah or Hajj, they should not pass Yalamlam without assuming the intention of Ihram. The fourth miqat is known as Qarnul Manazil, which is 94 kilometers away from Mecca. And that is the miqat for the people of Najd, or those who are passing by Najd on the way. The fifth and the last appointed place or station for assuming the intention of Ihram for those who are planning to perform Hajj or Umrah, when they pass by it, is Zatu Irq. And it is also about 94 kilometers away from Mecca. And that is the miqat of the people of the East and Iraq. Nowadays, these mawaqit are also known with very common other names. So we are going to share them with you just for the information. Because some people may read that. Oh, we are leaving from Medina and we will stop by at Abyar Ali. Why was it called Abyar Ali? We don't have authentic information. There are many narrations in this regard. And I'm afraid if I share any of them with you, I will be actually misleading you, because none of that is proven to be sound. And it is best to stick to the name which the Prophet ﷺ named it with, which is Dhul Hulayfa. The other miqat, which is Al-Juhfa, we said it had been replaced with Rabir. For Yalamlam, it is nowadays known as Al-Sa'diyya, while Qarnul Manazil is known as Al-Saylul Kabir. While the fifth miqat, or that Zatu'arq, for the people of Iraq and the people of the East is Al-Dariba. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ كَانَ دُونَهُنَّ فَمَهِلُّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ. And he also said, and those who are residing in Mecca, their ihram will be from Mecca. And I would like to explain this last segment. In the case of performing Hajj, anyone, whether you are a resident of Mecca or you happen to arrive to Mecca for business, for trade, or you have just performed Umrah, in this case, on the 8th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, you can simply assume a new intention of Ihram for Hajj from Mecca, from your home, from your hotel, whether from Mina, from Mecca, anywhere within the sanctuary of Mecca or the Haram, that is valid. But in the case of the Umrah, then even if you are a Meccan resident, you have to go outside the sanctuary of Mecca in order to assume the intention of performing Umrah. And then there is no specific miqat in this case. You just simply have to step outside and go to Al-Hil. What is the reference to that? The reference to that is that after the Prophet ﷺ performed Hajj, Aisha radiallahu anha, who was not able to perform Umrah before Hajj due to experiencing her menses, she begged the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform Umrah afterward. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to please her, so he ordered her brother Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr al-Siddiq to accompany her outside the sanctuary of Mecca. The nearest point back then was known as At-Tan'im. Nowadays, brothers and sisters, this place is known as Masjid Aisha, because a masjid was established there, and because that is the first person, Aisha radiallahu anha was the very first person to assume the intention of Ihram from there in Islam. So the masjid is known as Masjid Aisha radiallahu anha. If any person is a resident in Mecca or staying in Mecca or visiting and he wants to perform Umrah, they simply have to step outside the Haram, whether go to At-Tan'im or go to any place nearby. Going to Arafah, it's a hill, and assume the intention of Ihram from there. Or going to Jeddah, outside the sanctuary of Mecca. This is as far as Al-Mawaqit Al-Makaniyya. For Al-Mawaqit Al-Zamaniyya, Allah the Almighty stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, second chapter of the Quran, ayah number 197, الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. The first segment of this ayah means Al-Hajj is during well-known months. The word ma'lumat means known. Ashhur is plural, so it refers to the 3 months, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, the full 3 months according to the opinion of Imam Malik ibn Anas. May Allah have mercy on him. Obviously, also that will be explained in details when we come to speak about the manasik and explain furthermore a little bit. But because we are drawing the end of today's episode, I would like to remind you, brothers and sisters, for anyone who is assuming the intention of Hajj or Umrah, they shouldn't cross the miqat without assuming the intention of Ihram from these appointed places. And if they do, they are in a big violation, which would require them either to go back to the miqat, or if it is not possible, then they will have to seek forgiveness and give a fidya to slaughter a sheep to make up for or a ransom for the violation of crossing the miqat without assuming the intention of Ihram. Until next episode, brothers and sisters, I leave you all in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
O mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.